Good morning. Let's turn to Acts. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Let's pray together. God, thank you for this time. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for waking us up and bringing us into your presence. And we want to meet with you. We want to hear from you. And so we give this morning to you, God. And we love your presence. And we're so thankful for your goodness and faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I just wanted to share with you, just from my own devotion, these are just a few things that I feel like God has kind of been stirring in my heart. So in this verse, Acts 4:13, it says, these people, they saw the courage of Peter and John, and they realized, because they knew them from the past, they realized they were unschooled, ordinary guys. So they were shocked, and then they noticed, or they took note, they remembered that these guys had been with Jesus. So if you know the story, the Holy Spirit comes upon the disciples, and Peter, they all start speaking in tongues. Peter preaches a powerful message. A lot of people come to know the Lord. And then Peter and John are going to the temple. They see a beggar, a lame beggar at the gate called Beautiful, and they heal the beggar, and then they preach this message. They say, it's not by our power, it is by the power of Jesus Christ. And there's so much boldness, there's so much anointing, there's so much power in what they're saying, that people see that and they go, wow, these guys have been with Jesus. So there are two things I want to kind of focus on today. One is for us as Christians, I think people, when people see us, I think there should be something that they can notice, you know? When I read that, I just think, wow, that's amazing. Peter and John, they're just walking around living their life, normal life as a Christian. And there's so much power, so much boldness, so much confidence in God and in the Holy Spirit that that people see and people can notice. Man, these guys have been with Jesus. So that's my question for us today. When people see us, you know, as we go about our lives, can people see anything different? Do we stand out at all as followers of Jesus Christ? And sadly, I think for many of us, we don't really stand out, you know? We were at local outreach training this past Friday and Saturday, and Saturday some YWAMers came. Joe and Nancy, they used to be the base leaders, now they're regional leaders of Hong Kong YWAM. And they're just sharing stories of their everyday lives that they go through, and had some crazy testimonies of God doing miraculous things, you know, just using them to bring people to Christ. And Nancy was saying, yeah, this should be our everyday life. You know, every day we should be living like this, doing the works of God and doing miracles and bringing healing to people and prophesying to people. And it was so challenging, you know. One of the things YWAM likes to say is they're ruined for the ordinary, meaning they can't live the ordinary life anymore. Because they have met God and they have experienced the power of God, they can't just go continue on living life in an ordinary manner And there's something extraordinary about the way they live their lives. And for me, I'm challenged as well. I hope you're challenged as you read this verse. And it says, they saw the courage of Peter and John, and they realized these are ordinary people, but there's something so special about them. And they see that, wow, these guys, they were with Jesus, and that's why there's something so special about them. And I hope that we are challenged in the same way to think, how is my life extraordinary? How does my life stand out as a Christian? If we can turn to another verse in Acts 5, next chapter, Acts 5, verse 17. Then the high priest and all the associates who were members of the party of the Sadducees were filled with jealousy, and they arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. In verse 20, it says, go stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people all about this new life. This new life. I think the NASB says this life, but the L is capitalized, right? This word is, some of you might have heard it. There's two different lives. There's psuche and zoe in Greek that means life. And this word is zoe. And zoe can just mean life. Universally, it just means life. But when it's used emphatically, it means this different kind of life. You know, this new kind of life, this life that has the quality of God, you know, the kind of life that God gives. And here it says, go tell the people all about this new life. I think that's why the NIV adds the word new life, because it's a different kind of life. It's not just the fact that they have breath and they're living and that they're moving, but it's this new kind of life that they had. And it's this new kind of life that I think if we were to live this new kind of life out, then people would notice and say, wow, they have a different way of living. They have a difference about them. I can see that they are different. But so, I don't know. Can people see that we are different? You know, can people notice when we come across paths with other people, non-Christians, do they see that there is something different about us? You know, what is it that we have to do? Do we have to prophesy or pray for them or bring about a miracle? You know, I don't know. But there's something about the way the apostles were living their lives when they first encountered the Holy Spirit and they started living their life out. There was something about them that people could see, man, these guys are different. They were living this new life. And even the Holy Spirit, even the angel, tells them, go testify about this new life that you're living. So, you know, let's think about that. Let's meditate upon that and think, am I living this kind of life that is different, that is new? I was listening to a sermon by Pastor John Piper yesterday, and so I want to share with you something that he shared. So imagine, I don't know how many of you guys are Apple people. You got, are any Apple lovers? Not the fruit, Apple computer. No one here is an Apple. Oh, there may be some Apple people. So recently, very recently, just this last weekend, I almost became an Apple person because I'm trying to make the video slideshow for our wedding, and apparently iMovie is the best thing to use. So I wanted to have access to iMovies, and yesterday was delivery day for me, so I had to spend all this time at home just waiting. So on Saturday, I started thinking, and I was like, oh, Monday's delivery day, I'm going to have all this time, and it's just going to be wasted. And I could use all this time to make the video slideshow, but I don't have a computer, so it's going to be wasted. So like, I thought about it, and I was like, I need a computer, so I thought maybe I should just get an iMac, you know, just go with Apple. I've used Apple when I was in college, and I like it, so, you know, I'll just go with Apple. So I almost became an Apple person, but I didn't end up getting it because I wanted to make some changes, and you couldn't do it. You can only do it online, and it just takes a long time. So Didn't work out, and then so I'm gonna stick to a PC, I think. So, because I have more time now, I just borrowed my brother's MacBook Air yesterday. So I have more time now, so I'm probably just gonna get a PC. So I'm staying a PC person. But you know, I almost made this huge change, right? I changed from being a PC, you know, like Windows person to an Apple person. But if you think about it, fundamentally, there is no change. Fundamentally, I still want the same thing. What I want is a computer. You know, I want to be able to do stuff on the computer, use all these programs. I just merely changed the operating system. I could have done it through Windows, but I still wanted something that Windows couldn't do. So my desire remains the same, but I change to a different system. And Pastor John Piper was saying this. He says, so many people, they come to church and they call themselves Christians, but fundamentally, inside what they desire and what they long for has not changed. So they want the same service, but a different butler. You know? So they want material things, blessings, and easy life, and happiness, and all these things. And they try to do it before they know Christ. They try to do it on their own power. They try to do it through, I don't know, hard work, and saving up, and maybe trusting in themselves, etc., etc. But they come to know Christ in a way. They come to believe in Jesus Christ, and they call themselves Christians. But fundamental change hasn't happened. So they're just merely changing the operating system and they're saying, God, they're trying to get those things from God. You know, they're trying to get these desires that they have, these longings that they have. They cannot fulfill it. Maybe they've come to failure. They come to the rock bottom. But they turn to God now and they say, God, you know, thank you for giving me the material blessings and thank you for making me happy. And it's still all about their desires and their, you know, whatever makes them happy. But they're merely changing the butler. They're merely changing the operating system. Fundamental change hasn't happened. But he was saying that real, true regeneration of the heart means that the desire changes. You know, true regeneration means you're no longer living for your own happiness, for your own comfort, for your own convenience. It's no longer you're desiring these material things and these blessings and happiness, but you're getting it from God. It's that your desire changes. There's a fundamental change that happens in your heart, transformation that happens in your heart, where you say, no, my joy comes from God. You know, my joy comes when God is made great through my life. Not when I'm made great through God, but when God is made great through me, that's where my joy comes. And that's a fundamental change that happens in true Christians. And so I think that's one of the things. When we talk about this new life, and we talk about people noticing, one of the things about these apostles, before they really had the Holy Spirit inside of them, and you see them here, I mean, they were still focused on themselves, right? Even the night Jesus is washing their feet, I think the disciples are still arguing about who's the greatest. Who's the greatest amongst them? And who can be, you know, number one? Who can be the leader? And who can be more prestigious or whatever, you know? But when they truly encounter God through the empowering of the Holy Spirit and their life gets transformed, no longer are they, do they want the same thing, but they're trying to get it from God. There's a fundamental change that happens in their hearts. And so this new life is the first thing I want to talk about, you know. I think there's a lot of things we need to meditate about. You know, when you go to work, as you live your life, you know, can people see that you have this new life? Can people see that there is something different about you? And do they notice that something is different? And hopefully we can tell them, no, it's because I know Jesus Christ. That's why I'm different. And it's the same for me too. You know, I can easily live my life, just do my Christian thing here at church. Easy for me to do that. But when I go to when I do my normal everyday living, do people see? Can people see that there is anything different? So, something for us to think about. And the second thing I want to talk about is, you know, how do we get there, obviously? And that's the last part of this verse here. They took note that these men had been with Jesus. That these men had been with Jesus. And so I want to go to John 15, the famous passage about Jesus being the vine and we are the branches. I'll just read that. Verse 1, chapter 15, verse 1. I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You're already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So I think this is it. How do we become changed? How do we have this new life? How do we live a life in a way that people will notice and see, wow, there's something different about them? I mean, the answer is given in that Acts passage. It says, they took note that these men had been with Jesus. I mean, for them, it was literally they had been physically with Jesus and they took note of that. But I think it's true for us in today's life, as we live our Christian faith, I think the more we are with Jesus, the more we have been with Jesus, the more we have remained with Jesus, I think that the more different our life is going to be. You know, and the more people will be able to see, ah, something is different about this person. And I'm in a very busy season of my life, and so I feel like I haven't really remained with Christ. And God is so gracious, you know, and when I come to Him, even in these little moments, like 5-10 minutes, He meets with me, you know, and it's the same for you. So I'm so happy that you're here this morning. You get a chance to just remain in God, remain in Christ for a little bit, you know. But I think the more we do this, the more we spend time with God and just abide in Him and remain in Him and allow Him to speak to us, I think that's the only way we're going to experience transformation, right? There's no shortcut. And it's not by our striving. It's not by trying to be different, trying to live this new life. I don't think that's how it works. I think this new life flows from within, you know? It overflows as we spend time with Him and as we abide, you know, and go deeper in remaining with Jesus Christ, that this new life is just going to kind of spring up from within us. So let's just do that. Let's go before the Lord. Eunice is going to lead us in a song. And this morning I encourage you, you know, if you want to live this new life, if you want to live this life that really glorifies God and there's a change, there's a difference about you, it's not going to be by us striving and trying harder. I think it's going to come through remaining in Jesus Christ and spending time with Him, hearing from Him, meditating upon Him, thinking about Him. So let's do that this morning. Holy Spirit, I thank You. Thank You for this challenging word from Acts, God, about these disciples, about Peter and John. And people saw that there was something different about them. They had confidence, they had boldness, they had a radical, you know, submission and surrender to You. And I pray that we would also have the same kind of new life, God. You know, we are the same. We are like Peter and John, God. We have the same Holy Spirit. We have experienced Your love and Your goodness. But maybe one thing that we need to continue to do is we need to abide in You, remain in You, and go deeper, God, in our spending time with You. So help us this morning just to abide in You, God. to hear from you, Lord Jesus. I thank you that you are here. I thank you that you are so gracious, that you love us, God, that you welcome us into your presence. So thank you, God. Let's just take a moment. Let's just spend some time in a quiet with God as Eunice plays for us. Let's just dig a little deeper and just open up your heart to God this morning. So spend a bit of time with God, and then we'll go into corporate prayer. Thank you, God, for this, giving us this time, and help us to know you, God. I pray, yeah, that your Spirit would really come and overwhelm us, God. We want to encounter you, God, more and more. We want to know you better, and we can only do that, God, by just spending time with you, remaining in you, Lord. Coming before you. So thank you for giving us this time and opportunity this morning. Thank you. Let's go to our corporate prayer. Let's pray for our family members going through cancer, chemo, and waiting for the transplant. Let's pray for God's blessing. Let's pray for God's healing and God's presence over them. And so let's lift them up together. Let's go to the second slide. Let's pray for those that are going through serious illness, but also is in need of salvation. Let's pray for God's mercy. Let's pray for God's grace for healing and salvation. Let's lift up our friends. Let's go to the third slide. Let's pray for various infirmities that our church members are going through. Let's pray for healing and strength and encouragement from God in this time. So let's pray for them. Let's go to our fourth slide. Let's pray for those in our community that's looking for a job. Let's pray for breakthrough. And let's pray that in this time, they'll be able to trust God. They won't be discouraged. And let's pray and cover them in this time. And let's pray for breakthrough. Let's pray together. Let's go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for China. Let's thank the Lord for what He's doing through SP Beijing and pray for Pastor Sam Kim and Annie and Chris and Amy and Mary and other leaders, God, in this church. Let's pray for them. Let's just cover them and pray for God's continual blessing. Let's pray for the Chong family. Pray for God's guidance. Please pray for my parents, as they continue to do ministry in China. Pray for the Basaraba family and Leanne Cheng, Edie Clark, the Chichihar kids. And so let's just lift up this nation and pray and bless what God's doing in that place. Let's pray together. Let's pray for the staff. Please pray for P. Sam. He has a migraine, and he suffers from that from time to time. So let's just pray for healing and that it wouldn't come back, you know? Let's just pray for covering, for God's healing for P. Sam. And a lot of people have been sick, so let's pray for protection. P. Sophia is traveling to Japan to pray about the future. You know, she has a heart for Japan, for mission. So pray for her. And then we'll pray for the Philippines team later. See, we'll cover them later. So yeah, just lift up everybody on the staff. And please pray for us that we would be able to really work hard, really remain in Christ, abide in Him, and fall deeper in love with God every day. There will be unity in the team. So let's pray for the staff. Let's pray for the worship team and the sound team and the PowerPoint team. Pray for a heart of worship and serving. Let's also pray for a heart of excellence. Let's pray that we would be able to give God our very best. And please pray, because we have lost a few musicians and there's a lot of transitions. And then there's a lot of transitions in my life. And so just pray for God's guidance and wisdom for us, myself, Pastor Hyunsu, and John, that we'll be able to navigate through these changes well, and that these changes would propel us to a greater level. So please pray for the worship team. Continue to pray for the anointing of God to be upon us. Let's pray for the worship team and the sound team. Let's pray for the house churches meeting today. Let's pray for God's favor, God's blessing, and just an amazing time of house church. And let's pray that, pray for the leaders of these house churches. Pray that they'll have an amazing time. So let's pray for the house churches. Lastly, let's pray for the Philippines team. I think I can't remember who's there. Pastor Eugene and Janella from the staff. I know Thaddeus is on the team. And Max, Belinda, and Archie. So let's lift them up. They're only there until Thursday, I think. But let's pray that they'll have an amazing time, that they will be able to... just have the heart of God. They'll be able to pray for the land and give practical help. Let's pray that they will be able to really give of themselves. Pray that they won't get sick. Pray that they'll have the strength to do all this work there is before them. And pray for Tom Bonner. I think that's the contact that we're working with. So yeah, let's lift up this team. Let's pray for them. Thank you, God. Thank you so much for giving us this time. Lord, in praying for the Philippines team, we also pray for the land. We pray for the Philippines. We pray that there will be good recovery, God, from what's happened, God. We pray for the love of God to blow through this land. We pray, our heart also breaks as we think about what they're going through. And we just pray, God, this is a long-term process. God, I pray, Lord, that there will be good people working in this land and bringing about recovery and restoration. And I pray that the churches, the Christians that know you, that they will rise up, God, in this time and really give of themselves, God, and that it will be an opportunity for people to come to know you, and just pray for this land. Thank you, God, for giving us this time to pray to you. Thank you that you hear our prayers, God. Thank you that we can abide in you this morning and spend some time with you, and we want to continue to be with you this day, God. Help us to always turn to you, God. You know, as we go about our day, you know, let just a little, you know, a part of us, God, always be in tune with you and with what you are saying. And I pray for divine appointments and opportunities, God, for us to make your name known today. And God, help us to just humble ourselves, God, and to obey and to trust you, Lord, when these opportunities come before us. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us, God, and that you are so good to us, God, that you love us so much. And we give this day to you. We love you, God. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.